High school and college students in Philadelphia teamed up this week for an art project based on author C.J. Gross's book, What's Your Zip Code Story? WHYY's Vicky Diaz-Camacho has more on the project, designed to help students see where their peers are coming from.
Chatter in the small classroom at University of the Arts turned into a crescendo of laughter as students lined up to select their magazines and colored paper. Today, they would create a collage of their zip code stories. Stories about how where they are from influenced their lives. Prince de Leon, fine arts painting major, said the blending of images is a sort of Easter egg hunt.
I'm West African, so the concept of a zip code for me is very, very impactful because I came here from Africa when I was 4 years old and being in the U.S. and how conflicting that can be as an immigrant child.
Their story of being an immigrant and living in West Philly informs much of De Leon's own work, which explores the layered experiences of Black identity. Organizers like U of Arts professor Krista DeMarco said the act of art making can build community and stimulate important discourse.
I think what's so special about today is watching them give their creative practice a new voice.
The event was inspired by author C.J. Gross's book, What's Your Zip Code Story, who was in the classroom that Tuesday. He encourages people to share their story, informed by the environment in which they grew up. As Gross paced through the room, he stopped at a table where a student cut out an image of the KKK.
Wow.
They're still active, I think.
Wow.
U of Arts student Lily Serino said 5 years ago, they'd left papers on her doorstep at her home in Alabama.
Almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the point of the zip code story is I would have never thought someone as her age would say something like the KKK came to my door.
Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.